For it's by the excellence of your Ruah, Almighty Yahweh, that we enter into your Bayat in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. We come before you with contriteness, bow down, brokenness of love, Almighty Yahweh, that you may move upon the house of Israel as we're gathered in your mighty name this day, as these states of the United States join together in their folly, their frivolity, a celebration of such vile wickedness, greed, defiance of Torah, their swine consumption, their reveling and banqueting. We brought you for the quietness of this day. We were able to sense your presence and to enjoy the tov of our Abba. For the drunkenness shall consume many tonight. We shall rest in the quietness of our HaMashiach, Yeshua. We do pray that you cleanse us, Israel, from all of our transgressions, our sins, and the things that we have contemplated in our minds, thoughts against the oracles of Almighty Yahweh. We ask you to wash us by the precious dam of Yeshua. For that dam, the blood is sufficient for the cleansing and purging of all of our sins. For Torah declares, for without the shedding of dam of blood, there is no remission of sin. Yeshua has paid the price for the sins of Israel and the world. And we do appreciate that tonight, Yahweh. We are glad that we are able to come before you and to worship you, to cry out with our hands lifted up, with our voices shouting, Teshua and Yeshua. We're glad, Almighty Yah, for this is a day and the eve of this day that Yahweh has granted unto Israel. We can worship you. We can break our Abba and fall down with obeisance, with our voices lifted up to you, with a great shout of Torah unto Yah. We come before you, our Abba, for your healing strength upon Israel, upon all of our brothers here tonight, those that need a touch. Brother Dolphus, we pray that you touch him, Yah, and heal him. We know that you are the healer of Israel. So touch him, I pray, Almighty Yahweh. We pray for the strength of Sister Dean. You touch her leg. Brother Allen, Brother Dale, and Sister Celeste as they wait patiently upon the delivery of the child, and Brother Josh Horn and Sister Ebony as they wait as well, Yah. We do pray that you would fill us tonight. Fill Israel wherever they are gathered. Those that will join us tonight and live stream of the broadcast, may every home be enriched tonight. May your Torah fill the homes of those that will listen to the message that you will send forth by the humbleness of your servant tonight. Let every word be sound. Let every word, I pray, Almighty Yahweh, penetrate the very inward parts of us all, that we may see the hidden things of our own love and come unto you with great teshuvah, repentance, that our sins may be made known. Help us, I pray. Your shalom upon Jerusalem, your people, barak them, I pray. We ask you, Yah, to feed the hungry, There are many that are in such situations, yeah. My, how the enemy against your creation has done all he could to destroy your integrity, but you have given the nations of the world an ensign. And that is Yisrael, your people, shall lift up a standard of Sodika unto you, Yah, that your standards and the standard of your Torah and the standard of your Mitzvah and your counsel, your ordinance, your statutes, Yah, shall not be annulled, because it is written in Yisrael, and they shall stand strong, mightily, and powerfully in the knowledge of their above. Let it be made known, Yah, that Israel shall fear you, will serve you, and will keep the truth, the imat of our victorious power in Yeshua HaMashiach. Jabraka tonight, let the singing be one of praises, the hands raised of honor unto you. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we know that you will enable Israel. And no weapons that formed against Israel shall prosper. And so as the enemy raises up this vile standard against the mind of Israel, the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach, we will submit, Almighty Yah, unto your Torah. We shall resist the powers of darkness, and they shall flee. So we submit unto your truth tonight of our liberties, our liberation, our healing, our steadfastness, our being set free. We lift up the standard and the banner of our above. We know that you love Yisrael, your people. We shall hold fast to your truth this night, and we shall stand to see what the end shall be. For we trust in the witness of the profound truth, the Yeshua HaMashiach. We that believe that, shout hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, trust in Yah. Hallelujah. Yahweh Barak you all, you may be seated. Hallelujah. For his excellence and the might of his power can only be expressed in Yeshua HaMashiach. We can never understand the depth and the power of Almighty Yahweh until the birth and revelation of Yeshua is real in Israel. He is more than what our perception or thoughts teaches us about him. He is the truth of Almighty Yahweh, for he is the express power of his living word, and he is the true witness of the mighty one of Israel. And so we that are of the seed of Israel, we ought to rejoice in that. We understand that the world today, especially in the United States, the 4th of July, it will be filled with reveling and drunkenness and a gluttony of spirit. Their swine meat, the unclean things that they shall consume in their bellies. It is a metaphor of the religious apparatus. And that is the working of the religious laws in America. They're not based upon Torah, revelation of Torah. Even our minds, when they oppose Torah, we will begin to see the results in our own physical and spiritual being. For there are things that Scripture teach us that causes a great displeasure in the love of Almighty Yahweh. We think about pleasing him, and we don't truly think on that much. But what are the things that displeases him? What are the things that causes his anger to rise beyond control? This is a nation that displeases Almighty Yahweh. There is nothing more than a man, a husband, or a wife displeasing one another. Or the children becoming very displeasurable to their parents. It causes this anger of justice to rise in them. So it is with Almighty Yahweh. He is not pleased with a nation and a people that defies him, that set a standard that opposes his standards and that are far beneath the standards of Almighty Yahweh. The standards of every nation today, it is based upon a corrupt outer law that is not based in the strength and truth of Torah. It's based upon philosophy of man. It's based upon his arrogance, his pride. It's based upon his own concepts and the things that he has perceived. And so he gives them great strength because he finds two or three that agree with him. And he says that this is the standard barrier of what is appropriate and right. And he always says it is not. It is not. It is a deception. It is a falsehood. And it's full of lies. And once a nation and a people began to produce falsehood and lies, and this erroneous perception, you will find a people that's far removed away from Almighty Yahweh. And in the midst of that, you will find a spirit of murmuring and complaining. Once you find a people that murmur, a man or a woman that murmur or complain, you will find a very weak individual. You will see a demise of their own destruction. When you find someone that constantly mutters and murmurs and complains about things, you will find someone that will cause a demise even upon themselves. And the reason I say that, we see a world that most of the people in the world, they are starving, they are hungry, they don't even have possession of change of raiment. And yet you talk about a people that are full and fat, a people that is a gluttonous people, and that is the only thing that constantly run forth out of them. Murmuring and complaining. And that is something that causes displeasure of Almighty Yahweh. There is nothing that causes his displeasure for him to be displeased with you. When you began to murmur and murmur, when you began to complain, when you think that your complaints are more important than what Yahweh commands you to do. And so this is a generation that complains about everything. And you will begin to see the demising of one's mind spiritually. You begin to see a weak man or a weak woman. You will begin to see one that do not have strength at all because of their own limitations. They have no spiritual strength. And so they began to complain and murmur about everything. It displeases Yah. I want to take you to scripture. It says in Midbar, Numbers 11:1, this when Yah began to cause the fire to burn in Israel because of the spirit. This is one of the most destructive spirits because it brings about this murmuring and it displeases Almighty Yahweh. It says in Midbar, Numbers 11:1, here in Tabereth, it says that when the people complain on hand, when they began to make their own presupposed ideas and the importance of what they believe in, they began to oppose the Torah of the standards of Yah. That is what a complaint is. It is not appeasing to one in the statement that one has made or the direction that the one has commanded one to walk in. And so one began to refuse that in their minds. When you find someone complaining, they are refusing the Torah and the standards of Yah. So they began to complain. I don't care if it's your wife. I do not care if it's your son, your children. You find one that complained, and especially when there is a persistence of that, you find a very shallow man. Torah, my brother. Very shallow man and a very shallow woman. They have no strength, no inner strength at all, because their reliance is not upon Almighty Yahweh. It's upon their little juvenile mindset. And so they began to complain. They began to onan. And scripture says, it displeased Ahara, it displeased Yahweh. When one begins to complain, it displeases Yah. Brothers and sisters, when there are so many in the world, their conditions are very hard. Hardship abounds on every side. And we consider the small afflictions that we endure, that we have comforts and creature comforts that are beyond the thoughts of those in many parts of the world. And they're very faithful unto Yah. And they cry out. And they lift up their hands in oblations unto Almighty Yah of great praises, as Deacon Bennett reminded us on last scripture truth. There's a sincere desire, an offering of Torah unto Yah. And with all that Yah had done for this house, they began to complain. When Yah causes His breath to rise in you today, this morning He causes His breath to rise in you, there is no reason, my friend. And you complain. You are not. You have dissatisfaction with Yah. For your life is not going according to you, to your specs. And Yah says the steps of a tough man, they're ordered by me. And because of our own wickedness, we want to order our own steps. We want to take our own paths. And they lead to destruction. And so they began to complain because they wanted their own paths. Don't forget the messages that the brothers taught us on Shavuot. Deacon Bennett reminded us of this Egypt, or this Mizraim spirit. You see, they wanted to walk on the path of Mizraim. They wanted to go back to the old way of corruption, seduction, and death. And Yahweh shall bring you to the light of the path of Yeshua HaMashiach. And He suffered afflictions. And yet in the midst of all of that, there was no guile found in Him. They scorn Him, they beat Him, and no guile found in Him at all. And these light afflictions that we endure, for the greater honor that we shall receive, why shall you complain, man? This is a generation that is a very weak generation. And so begins to complain. And they began to complain, and it harah, it displeased Yah. And the displeasure of Yah, it caused an anger to be kindled and to burn in Almighty Yahweh. That is the expression of this harah. When a man displeases Yah, it causes Yah's anger to burn and to be, he's incensed by that. And this is a generation that's all it does, complain. I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about us that call ourselves the sons of Yisrael, the children of Yah. I'm not talking about those who are going through more than you. I'm talking to you. This did not come from the Philistines. He was not displeased with the Philistines. He was displeased with those that say they knew Him. Those that He had led out of a bondage of 425 years. He had led them to a place of an open place whereby they could praise Yah. That's the thing that hinders us more than anything. Because you don't have the praises of Yah. You don't have the half of Yah in you. And so because we don't have that, we began to speak out of our own ignorance and our own folly and the sinfulness of our own mind. You will find those that will complain and they are persistent with it. They mutter over time. It is a vile spirit. It is from hell. And the reason I say that, that's what the mutterers do. They mutter and they conjure up spirits of hell. And they go, mama, 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 mama. They make all this noise. It is not even coherent. It doesn't increase those that they complain to. It brings about no strength or edification. It actually destroys those that they complain to. And they're fools and they don't understand that. That's all right, brothers and sisters. I'm going to preach what Yah opens up to me. And I intend to bust your back. Break every vertebrae. That you totally rely upon Him. Hallelujah. Prophesy unto us smooth things. I will speak unto you things of truth. This is Israel He's talking to here. And so they complained. And this thing, it displeased, it haraya. It causes furious hot anger to burn in Yah. It caused this kindling of vexation. You tell me the Most High that we would vex Him and cause Him to be displeased, knowing that He has breathed a breath in you this morning and caused you to rise out of your bed, and at the end of your day you have something to complain about. You are less than a fool. Stupidity. It's a childlike mentality. Even children don't complain like that. They don't complain like adults. And so the thing displeased Yah. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Hamashiach did all things to please the Abba, did he not? And when we began to murder and complain, we do things to displease him. Hara. Cause his anger to be furious and to burn with a kindling vexation. And so our minds have been trained by the corruption of our flesh. We do it and don't even consider or the thought that we're doing it and realize we're doing it. Now that is a corrupt mind that is seared with the hot iron of wickedness and sinfulness. It's a conscience whereby it has no thought of Almighty Yahweh. And so you do it because it is a natural thing that flows from you. It is not of Yahweh. It displeases Yahweh. And it displeases Yah and His anger, His us. The anger of Yahweh was kindled. It was kindled. There's one thing about the kindling of a fire, and you all know that. The flame seems small, doesn't it? But I tell you, that kindling will cause the logs of the larger pieces of wood to burn with a fervent heat. And so the anger of Yahweh was kindled against his house because of their complaints now. Because of their murmuring, because of their muttering against Yah. He tells us in all things to give tota. Now, it's more than the American expression of thank you. He said, give tota. In all things, give tota. Give tota. That there's a worship and a praise and a sincere gladness of love to what Yahweh has done. But a wicked mindset that doesn't consider Yah, it will begin to complain. It does not speak favorable unto Yahweh. It doesn't see anything that is worth any measure of worth at all. Everything that one sees, that one complains about it. That one makes statements that are so vile and wicked. Because they are that way. Whatsoever that is in the heart of man, the issue of a man, it's him that's in him. And what proceed out of the mouth of man, it is the strength of a man's life. If you hear man talking about the power and the wonderful things of Yah, because that's the strength of a man's life. You found a daughter of Zion that her expression, her excitement is about the things of Yah, because that is what fills her love. You find one that murders and mutters and complains, that's what's in them. They're juvenile and wicked. Hallelujah. And they're led by a spirit of sedition, of hell. They deceive themselves. They're deceiving themselves. They deceive their own minds. That's the truth. And so the anger of Yah was kindled, and the fire of Yahweh burned among them, and Yahweh consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. Do you all hear that? That those that were not in the centralized state of that murmuring, but those that had gone to their little secret places to do that, the fire of Yah was kindled against them. And it burned to the outward parts of the uttermost parts of the camp. And they were consumed. And only then was fear brought upon Yisrael. That is one of the most vilest and sadistic spirits there is. It will hinder any kind of growth and any kind of progressiveness in anyone. When you find someone that complains all the time, you will find a very inebriated, a drunken individual consumed with their own little petty cares. Hallelujah. You will find someone that will never go beyond the stage or the level that they are. And it's a dismal shame. You will never find one that trusts Yah at the mighty power. You see, these ones, they did not trust Yahweh. That's why they complained. That's why they began to mutter, to draw upon the spirits of Mizrayim. And so when you find someone muttering or complaining, they're trying to draw upon the strength of their own corrupt flesh. And their love is corrupt. It is against the Torah of Yah. It does not love Yah. It has no inspiration from Yah. Because if it did, it would not complain. This displeases Yah. I warn us, brothers and sisters, this is a displeasing thing to Yah. When you know, when we testify of His mighty power, we testify of the assurance of Yeshua, and out of the same breath there is complaints and muttering against Yah, you're a fool. You make His testimony of no avail. It is a testimony that is vain and void. When a man is assured, then the light afflictions that he perceives are afflictions, he rejoiced in them. He gives Torah unto Yah because in all things. He gives Torah because he knows that Yahweh is the one that charts his destiny. And he is the one that has placed him in that position. And if Yah placed him there, then it pleases Yah. It pleases Yah. And so our trial of affliction pleases Yah. It pleases him. Did the bruises of HaMashiach, did the scourging, did that please Yah? It pleased Almighty Yahweh everything that he endured. And yet this generation, because it seeks to please its flesh and not Yah, it begins to murmur and complain. And that spirit is one of darkness. That is what Shaitan did. He wanted to exalt himself above the throne of Yah. And that is what this generation wants to do, exalt themselves to the pinnacle of the place of Almighty Yahweh and say, this is what I want. This is the order. This is what I command you. In hell you shall be brought down. You shall never, he will never allow you to do that. Either we're going to have confidence in him, we're going to trust him, or we're going to turn away. That is why he had to purge Israel. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you find those that are complainers, I'm telling you, that is a vile spirit. It's one that displeases Yah. Does it say that in your text? Does it say that Yah was displeased because they complained? Does it say that? It says that. And he tells you in all things to give thanks. To bless him. To know that he is the one that is in charge. He caused the fire to burn there in Tabernath. He caused his indignation and the burning of his vexation to burn upon them. And those that thought they were hid, they were not hidden. And that is one thing that a vile complainer does. It hides under the covering of their superficiality. They're superficial. When one complains, that one is superficial. They are not genuine in their hava to Yah, to no one. Because those that complained, they do not realize. Listen, the fire came down and consumed all. And the fire of His word today is coming down to consume all. That will give ear to that corrupt spirit, because it is a foul spirit. Is that what this nation does? Everyone complains. Children complain because they don't have enough. Mama gives them this and daddy strives to take care of all the needs and they still complain. Does that not bring vexation upon the parents? Their wrath and their anger is vivid in their frustration. It's one thing about Yah, when He vents His anger, His off, He's going to cause fire to burn. And it is that spirit of complaining causes the fire to be kindled. It causes the fire to be kindled. And once that fire is kindled, everyone that is in the path of that complainer will be consumed. There are things that displeases Yah. In Scripture, this is the first thing that Yah brings up in Scripture that causes Him to be displeased. Hara. For Him to be vexed. You want to vex Almighty Yahweh? I want to read the definition of Webster, what this displeased is. To incur the disapproval or dislike, especially by annoying. So when Yahweh is displeased with one, they have annoyed Him. And there's a dislike for them. It incurs a dislike. It is an annoying type spirit. It annoys Yah for all the tava He has done to us. And you complain like a vile Jezebel. It annoys Him. It is annoying. It is especially annoying by the one that has power to approve you. It is a disapproval of Yah. He disapproves of that. It is the thing that the nations of the world, they do persistently and consistently. Our children are trained that way. When the avat is when they complain, the sons and the daughters will do the very same thing. When one gives Torah, they are Torah unto Yah. You will find that in the children, with the simplest of things, they are excited. You find a fool that complains unto Yah. You find one that brings havoc and death upon his home. That's what you find. You find a husband that complains all the time about his wife. He brings havoc upon his home. Then his entertainment by his wife, there's no pleasure unto that. And so it is vice versa as well. And more importantly, it is with Almighty Yahweh, when He commands us to give Torah unto Him in all things. Whatever our situation is, we give Torah, Torah Yah, Torah Yah. And yet this is a generation that complains. Yah says, my fire will burn. The fire of His indignation, His wrath, His anger will burn. It will burn. And the reason He is displeased with that, because that spirit really, it produces an unfaithfulness. That is what it does. When a man complains about his wife, does it not produce an unfaithful ru'ah? Come on, brothers and sisters. When a wife is persistently complaining about her husband, does it not produce an unfaithfulness in her? And she will begin to admire other things and other men. He will begin to admire other women. Is that not the way it is of the world today? When one is not satisfied with what Yahweh is doing, they begin to complain. And that thing displeases Yah. I want to show us an example of that. It says in 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verse 26. 2 Samuel. The spirit of Hara that displeases Yah. 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verse 26. Did not Yahweh give David, Dawid, everything that one could desire? He gave him the restoration of the kingdom of Yisrael. He bestowed upon him great wealth and recognition, did He not? Look what it says here in 2 Shemuel, chapter 11, verse 26. And when the wife of Uriah, we understand the dialogue of the story. I'm not going to go into the fullness of it. We know what Dawid did with Uriah and his wife. We know the story. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. She mourned. She cried out. And when the mourning was past, David sent and he fetched her to his boy at his bayat. And she became his wife, and she bared him a son. But the thing that David did, he had done, it displeased, it harah, it displeased Yahweh. And so when one interact with these adulterous, foul spirits, it displeases Yah. And that is what David had done. He had taken up cohabitation with the vile, corrupt spirit. And he lusted for a man's wife. And this generation is always lusting for that which is not theirs. Every tithe and perfect gift will come from Yah. He doesn't change. He will impart into every man that which is proper, every woman which he has deemed that is appropriate for them. So he caused the man to be put to death. And he married his wife. He went into her and she produced a child. And death from that moment entered into the house of David. Did it not? From that moment death entered into David's house. When one displeased Yah, death entered in. Displeasure unto Yah, that harah, it brings death. I've watched men with their complaining and their juvenileness because they complain bring death to their wife and their children and destroy them all. They began to fraternize with these unclean Jezebelite spirits. That's why they complain. Hallelujah. You all can get quiet on me. It makes me no difference. That spirit is here. Oh, sure it is. That's why Yah speaks unto Yisrael. And he tells you that's why there's no spiritual growth in you. Told her, my brother, that's why there's no spiritual maturity. That's why you still act juvenile. And that is the truth. He took this man's wife because he was not pleased with what Yah had done. He saw Bathsheba and said, I'd like to have her. Well, the brother got that, or the sister, or they, or him, or that one. That's vile. I will. Told her. Yoel Lamar said something to me today as we went to the store. He says, Pastor Roberts, I'd rather have a man that is love is genuine with Yah than one that is full of deceit. And the one can give, actually what he said, if we break down the principles, $2 a week. And the one that's full of deceit can give $1,000, $2,000. It makes no difference. I'd rather have the one that is full of the sincere devotion unto Almighty Yahweh. You see that one, he will not complain. He will not defy the standards of Yah. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, when you begin to complain, you open up your mind to every kind of vile spirit. And that displeases Yah because you do not see your brother and sister with the purity of the mind of HaMashiach. And that is the truth. When you begin to complain against your brothers and your sisters, there's something that is twisted and something that there's an ulterior motive by the powers of hell. And when David began to do that, he opened up this door to every kind of unclean thing to enter into Israel. And we saw that in the lineage of David. We saw the vileness and the corruption. We saw the stench. Brothers and sisters, HaMashiach says that the words that I speak, every word that I speak, they were ru'ah in life. The words that we speak, it opens up a spiritual, it opens up life. And that life, in that life, there's death as well. In life was death as well, wasn't it? When he breathed the breath in Adam, did he not also show him what will bring death? And that is what words will do. We will speak them thinking that it is life, but it's actually the product of death. You find these weak, immortal soul of men and women that have not the Ruah of Yah, they will complain. Hallelujah. Now I'm telling you, I don't care if I touch the wife or the husband or your children. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Now you that I'm talking to specifically, can I tell you all something? I had no intention to go this way. But this is the way Yah directs me. And when He directs me this way, it makes no difference what one says. This is the path. Undoubtedly, He knows that this must be emphasized. Hallelujah. Detailed analogy must be given to this. So He opened up this door unto the house of Israel, and death, killing, and every kind of immoral thing took place. And when one complains, they will open up the door to every kind of vile, insidious power there is. And that's why the enemy wants you to do that. We think of the tongue of Yah, and your inward parts will shout, hallelujah. You will have the gilah, the gladness of Yah, and His expression upon you all the day long. You will. You find one that complained, nothing about them emanates life and the power of life. You can see it in them. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, I can look at you. Believe me, you're not getting by. You think you may be, but you're not getting by. It is to your own demise. And that's why Yah allows His manservant to speak to you this way, that He has sent mishpatim unto you, that you may repent. Hallelujah. Correct me, Yah, with thy mishpatim, with thy judgment. And not in your anger, lest you bring me to naught. So He brings judgment. He shows us His mercies and His kindness with our judgment. And it's one thing that a wise man, you speak wisdom to a wise man. A wise man will not go back to that path. But a fool will continuously regress. Brothers and sisters, there are things that we ought to have the spiritual maturity, that we should not regress back to those things. There are things that ought not to captivate us and bring us unto the power of that spirit. It is almost like a child. They will do the same thing over and over. They will repeat the same infractions over and over. When you have those that have the childlike mind, they will repeat the same infractions over and over. So Dawid, he brought death into his house because he took another man's wife, and that thing displeased Almighty Yahweh. It displeased Yah. It harah. It displeased Him. And His anger burned. There was a fire that was kindled in Yah. It was His off. And that is the burning anger of Almighty Yahweh. And when those things cause Him to have this kind of, if I must use this expression, that kind of emotion expressed, brothers and sisters, we better get under the cover. And there's only one covering. That's the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. We better get under that covering. We have no other covering. Because this fire is going to consume us. And that's why you need to rid that out of the camp. I don't care if it's a sister or brother. You rid that vile spirit out of the camp. I don't care if it's your wife, your sons, your daughters, your children. Did it cause the fire to burn to the uttermost part? It did. Hallelujah. Oh, Dawid may have not complained, but if you read many of the Tehillim, he will cry out, "In my complaint, I cried unto you, Yah." Sure he did. Hallelujah. And so we take Dawid and his position in the things that he endured, and we use those and follow the example of that tefillah, the prayer that he cried unto Yahweh, that he was not brought under the bondage of that thing. He knew what was transpiring. That's why he had to cry out the way he did. That's why he had to sing the songs that he did. That's why he would sing those tehillim, our songs. They're beautiful expressions unto Yah. That's why I say you don't need anything to write songs. That's all you need to do is go to the book. And just add a little music and bless Yahweh. That's all you need to do. Hallelujah. You can sing one different every day. Hallelujah. And so it displeased Almighty Yahweh, and we know the details of this in chronology here. When the child came forth, he asked, I'm going to kill it. And that's what he did. And that we said in sackcloth, and he cried out. And the Nabi of Yah came unto him and said, not going to be. What Yah has commanded, it shall be so. And I'm telling you, when you displease Yah, death is coming. In both of these examples, did death come? In both of these examples, did death come? When you displease Yah, it brings death. That's what it brings. We do all things to please Him. Hallelujah. We do all things to excite the very love of Yah. It displeased Almighty Yahweh. And death was brought upon the house of Israel. And death is still in that house because it is a people that still complain. And not only that, but when you allow the enemy short tongue to talk to your mind, as Dawid did. And what he did, I want to read the details. Not the details, but I want to read a few scriptures in this. He went about to number the house of Israel. Now Yah says, look, I don't want you numbering them. Because I don't want you counting on your strength or your ability to say that we have overcome the Philistines. I don't know how, but really, honestly, I don't know how many people that are here. I don't play the number thing. I don't care about the number thing. Because our strength, our longevity, our power is not based upon 50 or 100. It's based upon the word of Yahweh. Even when I pray, I don't even want to. I will try to confuse my mind, my thoughts. How many we have? I don't know how many we have. I know we have Yah. That's the most important thing. And the strength of His presence. And so what the enemy did, persuaded Shotan, persuaded David, because David, he had begun to allow his love to be persuaded by corruption. That's what men do today. When they began to allow their mind to be persuaded by perception instead of what the Torah teaches, they will become corrupt and they will do corrupt things. So scripture says here in the Dibri, Ha-Yahim, 1 Chronicles 21 and 1. I want to read verse 1 first. It says, and Shotan, does it say that in your text? It says, and Shotan stood up against Israel, and look what he did now, and he provoked it, Dawid, to number Israel. He began to speak to his mind. You're not going to overcome. You do not have proficient. You do not have the strength. That's how he speaks to the minds of the people today. That's why it's a very weak generation we have. That's what we're in. So he provoked him. He did not provoke him to the Tav of Yah or the Sadiq of Yah, the righteousness of Yah, but he provoked him to do evil. And what we ought to do is provoke one another to do what is Sadiq, to do what is just. But he provoked him to do that which was evil, to number Israel. Down in verse 7 of the same chapter, it says, And Yahweh was displeased Harah with this thing. Therefore, he blessed Israel. He what? Is there death there? He smote Israel. This is a generation that always compares one's strength against the strength of one's ability against the ability of another brother or sister. And they allow the enemy to provoke them to an unrighteous jealousy or envy of one another, which is so wicked and childlike, which is such an immaturity. And that's what he did. What Yah has done in Israel, his bayit, his people, we are one house, and every part is valuable, and every part is important. Not one part lacks, and the part that lacks, the part that has proficient is able to sustain the part that lacks.
Because of the wickedness and the corruption of our murmuring and our complaining, we cause death to come. And it began to destroy the part that is vital and what's needed. What do you think that, as Deacon Benny reminded us, the enemy provoked you to withstand the one that speaks unto you the oracles of Almighty Yahweh? And your scrutinizing of that one is much more visible, much more intense than the scrutinizing or the judging of your own damnable, wicked, corrupt heart. And then the first thing we began to do, we began to mutter, complain about that one, what we perceive that that one has done. And it opens up death. And what you call Ahava, it is nothing but a putrefied stench of hypocrisy and phonyism. Hallelujah. This is what the house of Israel needs. We have a stench among ourselves. We have a stench among ourselves. It's a vile stench. It is displeasing in the nostrils of Yahweh. The thing displeases Yah. For our strength of assurance is not upon numbers of those that associate with you. It's upon the promises of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. It's not upon your social economic place that you perceive you have. It's upon the promises of Yah in Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what it's in there. Our health, our healing, is not based upon our opinion. It's based upon the promises of Yah, by the stripes of Yahshua HaMashiach, that the house of Israel is healed. Hallelujah. He wants his people to trust him. He doesn't want us to move beyond the place that he has planted us, that we will displease him. He planted HaMashiach to suffer death for us all. And he could not displease the Abba. And in order for you to bear fruit, you're going to have to stand still. There's not one vine that grows or tree that we have here that is not in its place whereby it can bear and bring forth fruit. And that is what it does. Our minds wander from secular, vile kind of things. And we try to retain the spiritual things. We must have that spiritual mind, brothers and sisters. Our minds must be stable and focused. Our affection must be on the things that are above and not on the things that are secular and carnal. That's why we never progress. That's why there is no mature level in us. And it's dismal. It is a shame. You began to complain. You're going to begin to tear yourself down even the more. I watch men tear their wives down because of their murdering and their complaining. And you will find the wife began to complain. She began to see in the same foolish perceptions as he. And he doesn't realize he's a fool. That he's destroying his house. Stupid, ignorant man. I ain't backing down. I'd back and down to any man on that. Hallelujah. It is the truth. This is the wisdom of Yah. This is how we get out of that cauldron. We don't invoke death upon us. That's what that spirit does. It brings death. It displeases Yah. Hallelujah. It opens the corridor for every kind of unclean spirit of unfaithfulness. Let me move on. Hallelujah. And you will not be faithful unto Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh was displeased with this thing. Therefore, he smote, he destroyed Israel. He smote them. He took his hand and he smote Israel because they tried by the urging of hell, and your flesh is enmity against Yah. When you allow your flesh to speak against Torah, the truth of Yah, this living Torah HaMashiach, it will create this foolish mindset that you will think that you are the panacea or the one that has it all. You are a fool. You will think that your way or the highway, then your way leads to the highway of hell. It doesn't lead to the path of Yah's righteousness. It leads to a path of darkness. Well, these are my ways and my perceptions. They don't mean nothing to Yahweh. They're worthless. They're empty. They have no value. They're vain. And that's why one will complain. It is something that is very sadistic in one when they complain. It is something very vile in one when they always murmur. You can see in every account when that spirit Yah had to eradicate Israel. And I pray the same thing here. Move them out, Yah. I don't care who Yah. Because that's a corrupt thing. It will bring death in the camp. It will. Now, many times we don't realize what we procure upon the house because of the spirit that we allow to frame our thoughts, our minds, and our desires. There's only one Ruah, that's the living Ruah, the spirit of Yah, and the living Torah that ought to shape our minds and our lev and our perspectives about this life. Nothing else. Nothing else. I don't care your afflictions, your pain, nothing else. But what Torah teaches us is what shape the path or our ideas about this life. Our minds don't know how to do that. And Solomon says in Mishlei, this is a thing that displeases Yah. And these things displease Yah. Look what he says. We know vengeance belongs to Yahweh. Met Mishlei, Proverbs 24, verse 17. He's going to repay the wicked, right? So he tells us here in Proverbs 24:17, he says, rejoice not or rejoice. Does he says not? He said, rejoice not when your enemy fail or falls. Don't rejoice. I don't care who they are. When your enemies fall, don't rejoice. It ought to be a somber, sober occasion that you consider with introspective search in your heart. You love because of the corruption that has inundated your mind. He said, don't rejoice now. And let not your lad be glad when he stumbles. Oh, I'm glad it happened to the... Oh, I've been praying for... No, my friend. It's wrong. Yahweh says, Lisa, Yahweh see it. He sees it. And it displease him. Now, these are not my words. This is the word of Yahweh. He said, if I see that, it will displease me. And he turn away his wrath from your enemy. See, that's what he will do. Because you have displeased him. Put it in Yahweh's hands. I don't care who the enemy is. That's why I say to folks, don't bother me. You have no problem with me. I really don't want to hear about them. I really don't want to hear about anyone. I went yesterday to purchase some things from Harold in Charlotte. And of course, when I go there, he would always tell me, your cousin was here. Well, really, I don't want to hear that. And so he was dialing his number. I said, don't call him, man. Please, look, don't call him. I don't want to talk to him. I got your cousin here. He does it every time. And I really do not want to talk to the man. And so he began to tell me, he was here the other day, he began to tell me all the events that are happening in the natural biological family that I came forth out of. And it is something that will cause one to be smitten and sad for the mindset. I really don't want to hear it. Don't tell me, please. Let it be. Hallelujah. Well, they're not your enemies. When one is an enemy of the word of Yah, when one rejects his truth, I don't care who it is an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. And the enemy of Yahweh is an enemy of his heritage. It was one thing about Vietnam, they didn't know the North Viet Cong from the South because they dressed alike, they talked alike, and they walked alike. My natural brother would say that they would walk into the camps and they would shine your shoes and they would grin and smile and they would bow to you. And the same one doing that. At nightfall come, he said, the mortars would land precisely where they needed to land. So you will see them walking around and pacing off their steps, and they knew exactly, had the mindset to retain all that. So Yah says, when they fall, don't rejoice. You inquire the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. This is a generation when they think that they see one excelling. And moving beyond that that little perch, they began to become enraged with that. And that one becomes their enemy, not that the one has done anything to them, but they become offended at that. And if they hear that this one, Pastor Roberts rebuked this one or reproved this, they have a rejoicing in that. That's a vileness there. And so they measure themselves as Dawid tried to do, as he tried to measure the number of Israel against the Amorites and the Philistines. And Yah says, not so. So they're so juvenile, they try to measure themselves against circumstances of individuals. And that's not the way Yah wants us to walk. Well, I want to see the reflection of HaMashiach, and I want my state to be measured upon that reflection. I want to look in this man's eyes and see the reflection of Yahshua, and that is a commitment and a total pleasure in pleasing Almighty Yahweh. I want to see that. That is what I want to see. I want to look at my brother. I don't want to see the things that his infractions. I want to see the power of HaMashiach and the saving power of Yah in Hewanda. The stupid generation. You see something it perceives as a fault in his brother or sister, and they began to murder, complain, mutter or complain about it. What that sister did, and Yah says, if you see your brother or sister fall, then you pray for them. You restore them. This is a jackass, ignorant generation. It's dumb. It's stupid. Because it doesn't love the truth. So don't rejoice because your enemy fall. Don't rejoice. Yah said, because if you do that, then I'll hold death away from them. Vengeance belongs to Yahweh. I will repay. Hallelujah. And if there's one enemy that you need to bring down and destroy, it is the enemy of your own corruption. That thing that lies hidden and dormant in you. The trash that lies in the inward parts and the secret chambers of your heart. And you allow it to rise because of a circumstance or situation. See, Yah knew that was in Dawid. He knew what was in David. He knew what was there. And when the moment arose, it came forth that he would bring death to satisfy his vile, sadistic evilness. We will destroy, we will bring death to Torah, but it doesn't satisfy our own little propensity. We will try to destroy the effectiveness and the power of Torah when it convicts us and shows us our sins. We want to fight against it. And that's what he did. When you do that, my brothers and sisters, you're going to bring death. Because it displeases Yahweh. This nation displeases Yah. What they have done today in the pagan expo, they displease Yah in their reveling tonight, their fireworks. And death will be, it will be all over America on the highways. The young ones, the old ones, they will die. They will die. Car accidents. I started to call Sister Dot and tell her, don't come today. Because I know these fools are here tonight. There's no reason I said, Elder Martin, I started out the answer. He said, no. We need some word. We need some word. We need to hear some word. No. I did. Because I didn't want her out there driving with these fools. That's the truth. Dude, I looked out, I saw the children, I said, well, okay. I thought, baby, really, sister? Because I know that it is an activity of death. Because it displeases Yah. This nation is not pleasing Yahweh. And because we gravitate, as Deacon Biddy reminded us, to Mizraim, all we do is things that are displeasing him. You better stop your complaining. And your muttering and your murmuring. You better stop it. It's going to bring death to you. Period. Hallelujah. I know you complainers. You can't hide. No one has to tell me. Hallelujah. You see, I can look at you, even when I say that, and tell you are a complainer. It is the word of Yah that makes us naked. And what it does is exposes us. And a naked person has a little shame. I don't care the one that's streaked naked. They still have a little shameless there. Huh? They try to cover themselves. Sure they do. Hallelujah. Will not change one thing. And so when we do that, it will displease Yahweh because we rejoice
Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't rejoice when anyone falls. Don't rejoice when a brother or sister falls. You have designated them as your enemies. And so when they're reproved or you think they have fallen, you rejoice in that. I knew what happened. That's a wickedness. That's a corruption there. Hallelujah. It's vile. It's not of Almighty Yahweh. It is. Scripture says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 59:12. I want you to hear this. It is one thing that we always reject. We don't like. I keep expressing and what Deacon Mitty said on last Wednesday, Scripture Truth. He talked about the Mishpachim, the judgment of Yah. It's something that we do not like for the word of Yahweh to correct us. The word of Yah, it always, brothers and sisters, it is the judging power of Almighty Yah. It is the standard to see if we're in the right place. So Yahweh says here to Israel in Isaiah, Yeshua 59 verse 12, He identified first of all for your transgressions are multiplied before you. For the transgressions are multiplied before Almighty Yahweh. And our transgressions, the defying of Torah, are willingly sinning, they have multiplied. He says, and our sins testify against us. Now that is what our sins do. They do not testify for us, our sins. And we know what sin is. It is transgressing, defying the Torah. So they testify against us, for our transgressions are with us. So your transgression is with you. Your defiance of Yah is with us. Israel, he said. And as for our iniquities, we know them. That's why I say you know what you're doing. You know whether you are complaining. You know how shallow you are. And the reason you're shallow, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, is because of your own complaining and your muttering. You mutter about everything. You talk under your breath. You don't talk loud. You mutter. That's what a mutter does. You talk under your breath and you seek out a secret place where you can mutter or open up that box of that spirit to consume others. He says, in transgressing and you lie against Yahweh, and lying against Yahweh and departing or turning away from our Abba, speaking oppression and you speak revolt, conceiving and uttering from the left words of falsehood. Now, do you hear that? You literally speak words from your left that are based upon something that is fictitious. It's not based upon anything that is factual. It's based upon your opinionated judgment. He said, that is not right. There's something foul there, and it's unclean. He says, and because you do that, and mishpat, judgment, is turned away backwards. Because that kind of a spirit, that the judgment of Yah, you don't want that. It's turned away backwards. You turn your back to judgment. You despise it. And mishpah, the judgment stutter far off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yes. Yes, he says, truth fails. And he that departs from evil makes himself a prey. Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was love. What does it say? No what? No what? No mishpatim. No mishpat. No judgment. And every detail I've read, you can see in every place there was no judgment there. No whatsoever. As I began and be midbar, there was no judgment. And it displeased Yah. When there is no judgment, brothers and sisters, it displeases Yah. And this is a generation that despises any kind of judgment, because that is what corrects us. Yahweh is known by His judgment. When Yah
judges us, he's letting himself be made known unto us. And so we get very aroused when judgment comes. When Yah speaks to us as to what we are doing, we become very perturbed and disturbed by what he says to us. Do we not? And that displeases Yah. When you have no mishpat, it displeases Yah. It displeases Yah. When you will not take the truth, when truth fails, listen. When the truth of Yah fails from you, it is a sure sign that you are not taking the mishpat, the judgment of Yah, and judging your heart. That is a true thing. Because if a man speaks the truth, and he has the truth in him, he will not do the things that displeases Yah. There are not many things that displease him, causes anger to arise, but there are things that displease him. They are, and these things displease Yah. And they are simple that everyone can understand. So you're without any kind of excuse, whatever it is. You're without any kind of excuse. So when judgment, when mishpah was removed, when there is no mishpah, and it displeased him that there was no mishpah. None whatsoever. This is a generation that has renounced any kind of judgment. And who renounces it? We renounce the judgment of Yah. We get angry. When he speaks to us, when he tells us out of his book, do you understand what book you're going to be judged out of? You think it's going to be a new book? It's this book. Your deeds, everything you do is going to be judged out of this book, brothers and sisters. And so what he tries to do with Yisro is prepare us. The form and shape that mind. There's not going to be another book. It's this book. It's this book. And when it's read in the kingdom, the Malacca, when Hamashiach reaches, it's going to have a profound spiritual power like no other man can speak it. No, you can't speak it like him. We're going to be judged out of this book. All your deeds, all your action, out of this book. No other book. There's no other scroll but this one. And when you remove judgment, we saw what David removed judgment. We see what the children of Israel, when they came out into the wilderness, they removed judgment from them. That's why they began to murmur and complain. When a man murmurs or a woman complains, it's because there's no judgment. Their conscience, their mind is not judged or refrained by Torah. It is not. And when you find one that has no law or no guidance or statutes of their minds or control their mind, that is a loose thing. That's a loose cannon. I don't care who it is. That one is not very stable. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You find one that is talking spiritually today and all muttering and complaining and murmuring and saying, that's a double-minded man, brothers and sisters. That's not a stable man. How can that one teach you the oracles of Almighty Yahweh? He cannot. He can teach his son. He can teach his daughters. He cannot. He can teach his children. This is the truth whether you buy it or not. You might as well buy it. It is simple. Does Yah speak? Does he speak to the world or he speaks to his people? Is this for Yisrael? Was this for Yisrael? Okay. So he's speaking to us, isn't it? That's who he's speaking to, isn't it? Can he lie? So what I've said tonight, has he lied? He has not lied. Hallelujah. He cannot lie. He cannot. You can try to shut your mind to it because his fire is burning. You can try not to listen to it. You can try to remove your thoughts away from it, but still the fire burns. Hallelujah. The fire still burns. It burns. And it's going to consume too. For his word is consumed. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. And so his word's going to burn. It's going to burn down. It's going to burn. Hallelujah. No judgment. And when there is no judgment, the people, there will be a displeasure unto Yahweh. And we want to please him, brothers and sisters. We do not want to hurrah, to displease Yah. You don't want to agonize him and to cause him to be annoyed with our actions and our deeds. And these are simple things. These are things that we can be spiritually conscious aware of. If we keep our minds steadfast on Yahshua, we will be conscious of these things. This is a generation that is consumed about the welfare of his flesh. I'm concerned about my spiritual growth, brothers and sisters. I really am. If Yokohan the emerger, the baptizer, came eating locusts and wild honey, then I can eat that too. And he was healthy. Sure he was. Sure he was. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, he was. They came out of Mizraim. They were concerned about getting the fat back in chitlins. And this man brought them on Moshe into a place where the abundance of the power of Yah was revealed. We're concerned about our flesh. We need to be concerned about him. I thought before I came here, as Yah, his word spoke to my lamb, the rich man dies, the poor man dies, and nobody thinks about him. Ronald Reagan, the emancipator of the conservative movement, he died, but few conservatives think about him. Hallelujah. Poor man dies, nobody thinks about him. I thought so. So carnal. We don't even see the strength and the beauty of that. Because I thought about death as I think about those that are out there. As a matter of fact, I saw a beautiful stone on Evangelist Horn's grave. I wanted to know who did that because I wanted them to do that to all of the graves. And I was thinking about that. I said, who did that? I said, that's so beautiful. So I want to do it to all the graves. And we're not very perceptive people. Because we have just one thought. It's just a carnal lust. We can't see beyond the soul. Filthy flesh. Because we think we have a love affair with it, but it's just a false thing. It's not real. It isn't. Because when a man is real with Yah, every day is a day of excitement. I'm telling you, daughters of Zion, she's excited. She awakens with the breath of his refreshness every day. Hallelujah. Oh, you may wake up, feel groggy and all of that, but with your conscience, your mind, everything is about him, your thoughts. Another day. Man, I told the Yah for life today. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to sing of his tov, his mighty work. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to dance. I'm going to raise my hands. I'm going to move my feet, my mouth. I shall not. And I will not be moved. I get excited about him. Folks in the reveling tonight, they're going to get excited about fireworks. The children, you're going to say, ah, daddy, mama. You're going to watch daddies and moms drunkenness. You're going to be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, when it comes to Yah, it's no praises and no worship out of our mouths. You're a fool. I said that way, you're a fool. You are a fool. To know that the one that made me, and he made me marvelously, no, you are a fool. It is almost that a man been in prison 50 years, and all of a sudden, there's clemency. Say, we're sorry. You shouldn't be here. That man is going to rejoice. He can't wait until he gets out. He gets out. And yet, Yah has broken us out of this prison and this cauldron of darkness and the damnable stupidity of our minds. You sit before them all docile, thinking you're spiritual. You're not spiritual. You're a dumb fool. And I don't back down. You're not a decent jackass. Because the jackass knows the master's crib. Brother Nathan, he hasn't had the horse out here long. And he said, you know, Pastor Robert, when I call him and I got that sweet feet, something about that sweet feet, it's a little different than the other feet. He comes running. He knows that old Nathan has what it takes. He knows that. It gives him that energized boost. Certainly does. And so the old horse knows when he comes. He said, Pastor, all I got to do is shake this. And he'll start trotting. He'll start running and coming to get that.